and he comes around the bend in the new finish for Comrades Marathon, the Moses Mabhida Stadium, and he smiles, he waves, and he's done this twice before, third time, probably the best, the one you'll remember, back-to-back victories for Bongusa Ntembu, his second down-run victory, and it is a personal best for him.
Bongusa Ntembu!
Wow, goosebumps.
The first guest to run all the way from Maritzburg to come join us on E.
Yeah. What time did you leave this morning?
Yeah, when I think, very good morning to you guys, and it's such an awesome an opportunity for me to be here, and I love it. And yeah, I just woke up early. I think for the past couple of years, days, it's been so hard to sleep. I think, get used of it, I know.
Well, they say that the night before you must get the best sleep. So tonight, Friday night, there must be no distractions.
Yeah. Today it's very critical day. So we try by all means just to sleep and anytime. Maybe around about later afternoon today, I will try. But as I've said, it's so difficult to get sleep in these days.
Wait, so are you going to run today?
Yeah, oh yes.
How far are you going to run today? Why? Who are you running?
I mean, we need to go to keep our body going, you know. I don't want my body to forget. Probably we'll do maybe less than 20.
Your body's not going to forget.
You run like 360 days of the year. Yeah. So like your body's not going to forget.
I'm just going to run a quick 20. You know, nothing hectic. Yeah. Just a half marathon, that's all. It's just as a warm-up. How are your preparations going?
Oh, no, man. Our preparation went very well. I just came in South Africa on Tuesday, Zubo Musa. So it's so important that to go. I mean, in other countries, when the opportunity comes. So I was out of South Africa for a couple of months, after two oceans, and now I'm back. So I'm looking forward to run Comrade. I'm so happy and delighted that I didn't have any injury, and I think I'm mentally fit. Comes against physically.
You were outside of South Africa. Where were you?
I went to Kenya. Then I came back for a couple of weeks. I was at Lesotho.
Oh, that's inside South Africa.
But
Bongusa, so some people may not know your story, so I'm going to quickly just say, so you were very open, and it's an incredible story, speaking about how you were literally a bricklayer. You were working to try and save up money. You were running with no sponsors, no anything. Back in 2014, you were not a household name. Barely anyone knew you. And all of a sudden, there you are. Your name is plastered everywhere. You have become this, like, you've become famous, you know. How have you been? I mean, how did you anticipate that a year after winning? I mean, just so much has been going on. Right now, you're sitting on the cusp of possibly a third win in a row. The pressure, how you feeling? What's going on in your head right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes other things that happen in your life, you can't believe it, you know. And I think I'm trying by all means to just stay humble, you know. And I think my parents taught me so much well, you know. Just don't forget who you are, where you're from. I think I'm proud who I am, and I'm proud where I'm coming from, you know. I don't ashamed that I'm coming from Pulo, and that's a deep rural area. And I'm proud. I think that's what make Bongusa who I am.
But so, when you look in the mirror now, do you look at yourself and do you still see that brick layer, like you were saying, you're proud of where you come from? Do you see now a comrades winner, winner, a man who's making history?
you know, you won't believe it. You know, at home, I'm still a young boy. I'm still Bongusa. You know, I'm still a brother. I'm trying to say I'm doing everything that rural body is still doing. So, some will see the people coming to me flying, you know, take the pictures. You know, I think I'm getting adapted, you know, and I don't want to forget who I am. I think that's where I want to stick. And I'm still a bricklayer. I'm still as Bongusa from rural area. So I don't believe I would change that. I don't want to.
So I'm gonna, since we're talking about 2014, 2015. Personally, I thought, okay, maybe this guy is a chancer. He's a, you know, one hit wonder. Because you won in 2014, came back in 2015.
You didn't finish
top 10. And then 2016, Lotto. Yeah. 2017, you win the thing. And you win again in 2018. What was happening between 2015 and 2017?
No, it's surprising, you know, and I'm finding very surprised, because I've seen the media people don't follow us, you know. I believe this is how we should make our sport grow, like your rugby, your cricket, your soccer in South Africa. They didn't know what I was going through in that time, you know, and I knew that I was going through a lot of pain. My girlfriend passed away in 2014.
Oh, sorry.
So in 2015, I was going through that. Nobody knew that.
Yeah.
And I knew. So that's why I couldn't finish 2015.
Yeah.
And 2016, that's where I was starting again, pick it up.
Yeah.
And I went to 2017, I won Comrade. So as you can see, from 2017 up until last year, yeah. I did well. I did very well.
Very well.
Undisputed.
Yes. So it's one of those things, you know. And other than that, I mean, the struggles we face as an athlete, no one could imagine, you know. It's not easy. I've been out of my family for like 4 months. I didn't see them. I didn't know them.
Yeah.
I didn't know what goes on. So that's tough, you know, the sacrifice and the determination that we do. And it's so amazing. That's why it's for me, when I cross that finishing line, it's so emotional because I always think about what I went through. So.
Let me ask you something, right? So here you are, you're back-to-back winner. You're going for your triple. You're two nights before, right?
Yes.
And back in 2014, it was you were trying to win your first Comrades.
Mm.
Which one were you more nervous for? Trying to win your first Comrades 2014 or trying to get your third 2019?
I think it was the second one, 2017. That was a difficult one, you know, and also it was a different directions, you know.
Mm.
And for me, that was the most difficult one. And the people, they forgot that the most of the guys that I ran in 2017, I beat them at Spain because we were all together in Spain.
Okay.
So I beat them. So when we took the lead together with those guys, the commentators, they failed to remember that Bomusa beat these guys.
And yes.
He's been with these guys. So for me, in those couple of distance, I mean, I was so confident that I'm going to beat these guys because I knew them. I know their weakness point now.
Nice. All right. So when we come back, it's sounding to me, guys, I don't want to preempt or to put the markers on this.
Don't say it.
I won't be that guy. All right. So we're going to talk to Bomusa about the Bomusa challenge. You will not believe... I mean, the guy does 90K or almost 90Ks, right? But what's the average the man covers in a K? And could you even match that?
No.
We'll chat about that coming up.
The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Uh-huh.
The champ is here!
The champ is here!
The champ is here!
Two-time, going on three-time Comrades Marathon winner, Bomusa Mthembu, is with us in the house again. Good morning, Bomusa.
Chief, I just want to correct you there.
Mm.
It's already three-time.
Oh, okay.
Now we're going for three in a row.
Yes. Okay, correct.
That's why I'm here.
Well, I'm glad you could help us with that, Sky, because Sky couldn't help us with this. I'm just doing the math, right? It's 87 Ks for this ultra marathon, and Bomusa Mthembu did his last one in 5 hours and 26 minutes. I'm just doing the math, carry the two. That's an average of 3 minutes and 36 seconds per kilometer. Can your average human being run just 1K in 3 minutes and 36 seconds? Not 87 1Ks at an average of 3 minutes and 36
seconds. Dan, may I correct you there as well? Because not even your average human, because I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't run it.
Yes.
We're talking about people who consider themselves to be sporty, like your Gareth Jenkinsons and your Ska Shaba la 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 la.
Oh, sick.
So, yes, Coffee Creative came up with this fabulous challenge where they said, okay, guys, sports people, you know, like you said, Kerry Miller, cricketers, golfers, hockey players, Olympians, Sky and Gareth,
even.
Celebrities. Can you... Just they put 1K on our promenade. Can you run that in the average time of Bomusa Mthembu? And Sky, how did you do? Just say no.
Let me say, can I please?
No, I was running, so let me say this. Okay, so listen, I'll just say it. I didn't do it under 3 minutes 36.
I think it was
4:09 or something like that. But I want to ask Bomusa. 4:09, Bomusa. Come on, dog. Decent time?
You know, I don't know where I can put that time. But I will say it's our walk was our joke, but other than that, I think you're doing well, Manu. You're getting there.
I'm getting there.
He's got potential.
Yeah.
And G-Dog, he beat your time.
I think he did like 3:40 something.
He did a 3:40. Yeah. Is that a decent time, 3:40?
Yeah, that one is coming, yes.
No, guys, hold on. We have to say this again, though. Bomusa is doing this for almost 90Ks. These guys did 1 kilometer on the promenade. I can tell you that every single one of them, Olympian, cricketer, rugby player, Sharky included,
netball,
Sky... fell down onto the floor.
He was finished.
No oxygen left. They were depleted.
He cancelled his golf
1 kilometre. And I think two of them made it in your time. And
exactly, but only finished. For 1 kilometre. How do you keep that pace? Like, do you have Do you have certain passes where you just slow down a little bit? I mean, what's the slowest kilometer that Bong Musum Tembu does?
Yeah, maybe it should be like 340.
It's so fast.
I quit in life. I quit.
Yeah. Okay, wait, what's your fastest kilometer?
Yeah, the fastest should be like 3:18, 3:17. Because it's comrade. Then in marathon, we can run less than 3:10.
Can I ask something? So obviously you're doing something the same for over. And I don't see you running with any music or anything like that.
Yes.
Is there a particular kilometer or a specific space on your run where you feel like mentally that's your most tired, or that's where you feel like I got to push through this one, maybe 40, 50, 60 Ks? Is there one part of the whole run that you've always struggled with?
Yeah, no, not like always, but I mean, honestly, it does happen. You hit the wall, you know, going like bad patches, some other race in some part of the race. So, but that's why I've always maybe do some long runs or the tempo runs with over distances. So, you know, maybe for me now, my coach is, I'm going to run like comrades on Sunday, maybe for 3 times, because I've been doing over distance for a couple of times. But I think that's what we prepare for ourselves.
Yeah.
And sometimes around about 55 to 70, that's where it's mostly the difficult part of the race. Mm. Plus, we try to learn the route.
Yeah.
So that we're going to strategize where we're going to be fast, so that we can cover whenever we have any problem.
Do you talk to yourself in your head? Like, do you say things to yourself?
I mean, from the beginning, you try to, you know, just go with the flow. You know, whenever the guys are throwing the joke, you just laugh. Mm. You know, just try to forget, not being serious from the start.
I mean,
maybe like 45 to 50, that's where you start to pick up, you know, focus on your race, and from there, not looking back.
Okay. So this is a yes or no answer. Are you going to win on Sunday?
Yeah.
It's yes or no. I don't need an explanation.
I mean, you know, I will say this, my brother. I've never said when I'm on the start line, I'm going to win the race.
Mm.
But what I've always told myself is that I'm going to compete at my highest ability.
Mm.
So
brilliant.
That's what I'm going to do.
Wow.
That's good enough for me.
I want to thank your coach for that answer. And Bong Musa, I just want to say, you know, fair enough. 5.5 hours later, you finished, you're getting your massage, you're rehydrating. What's going through your head when you see these people taking 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours still running? What are you thinking about?
You know, that's why I've always say whenever they ask me that, what is your competitor, Bong Musa? I've said the rest of the 24,000 people, because we are 25,000, so that 25 is me. So I respect those people.
Yeah.
You know, running from 5:30 to 4:30 afternoon, that's extraordinary. You know, those people, I can imagine, you know, running 10 hours
for sure
from Devon to Maritzburg. You know, I think that's the spirit of comrade. That's why so people, they love to run comrade. You know, comrades, it's the one thing that they've always said, you must at least do it once in your lifetime, you know. And I hope you guys will see
that's
you
that's what
on
they
the
keep
road.
Saying. Well, listen, Bong Musa, we want you, we're backing you 100% to win the triple.
Yeah.
We obviously want you to win this weekend. But we've got a couple of surprises for you, right? Surprise number one is our station manager never comes out of her corner office.
Yeah.
And if you cast your eyes to the right, you'll see that is Bonnie Mtunu standing right there.
Yeah.
She never leaves that corner office.
Unless we're in trouble.
She's come out of that corner office. She is in this room for you. And I don't know if you remember, but the top 10 comrades finishes get something specific.
Yes.
She's holding one of those to give to you right now.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All the best from all of us here at Radio. All the best, and I know you're going to make a chart. And you are my homeboy, hometown boy. So all the best for Monday.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you, team. Well done.
Thanks, Bonnie.
I mean, seriously, Bong Musa Mtembu got station manager to leave the corner office and come into the studio. That is a legendary. He has his rose now. But I have another surprise for you. I had a chat to some of my mates at SMG. And if you stick around, we have just one more little surprise
no way.
Coming up.
Is it? Oh, yeah. I don't like surprises.